So now we are on this second stanza of the fourth chapter of Bodhicharya Avatara on carefulness. Now we expand and describe in detail about this the practice of the carefulness. And there are three main points. First, to take the consideration of the training, training itself. Second, to take into consideration of the preciousness of the human life. And third, to take into consideration the importance of transforming the kleshas, the negative emotions. Now first, to taking into consideration of the training in the Bodhisattva's way of life, so that we take care that the Bodhicitta does not degenerate. There are two things. The first is to take care that our aspiration, the Bodhicitta, aspiration of the Bodhicitta, does not degenerate. And secondly, to take care that the diligence in working on that do not degenerate. Now the first one has several stanzas. Actually, it starts from the stanza number 2 until the first two lines of the stanza number 12. So what it says here is, whatever was begun without due heed, and all that was not properly conceived, although a promise and a pledge were given, it is right to reconsider, shall I act or not? Now generally, if one makes a promise, or makes a kind of, gives your words, or makes a pledge to do something, and then one does not do it, it's very bad. It's completely, you know, it shows that you are not a kind of a dependable person, a good person, honest person. But sometimes, you know, if we start something, without thinking, you know, like without heed, and if we haven't kind of properly thought about it, properly scrutinized, and you know, but just, you know, said that I'll do it, or you know, made can start, and then it is kind of okay, you know, it is proper to reconsider whether this is something good to do or not to do. Should I act or should I not act? That's general. But he says, yet what the Buddhas and their heirs have scrutinized in their great wisdom, I myself have probed and scrutinized. Why should I now procrastinate? But this Bodhisattva's way of life, this action of the Bodhisattva, is something that, you know, the Buddhas, not only Buddha Sakyamuni, but all the Buddhas of the past, with their greatest wisdom, enlightened mind, scrutinized this, have thought about this, have used it, have, you know, got the result out of that. And all the years, or all the bodhisattvas, great bodhisattvas of the past and present, have also scrutinized it, practiced it, used it, and they found it very, very important, very, very useful, transforming, and good for yourself and good for others. And not only that, but I have myself also, in all these last three chapters, have scrutinized it, tried to find out, tried to understand, tried to, you know, look at it from every point, and then I decided to kind of work on it, to take up this way of life after all these considerations and thinking and study. So now, why should I procrastinate? Why should I not do it? Why should I delay? Why should I not act on it? Because if there, I should not have any doubts now that whether I should actually work or, you know, actually act on this or not. For if I bind myself with promises but fail to carry out my words indeed, then every being will have been betrayed. What destiny must lie in store for me? Because now I have made a very strong kind of a promise, very strong invitation to all the sentient beings that I will work towards the liberation and lasting peace and happiness of all the beings. And when I have made this promise to myself and to all the sentient beings, and now I say that I will not going to do it, or I don't do it, or I kind of delay in doing it, I don't act on it, then it would have been the greatest betrayal. I promise to work for the benefit of all the sentient beings, and then if I don't do that, if I don't act on this, if I, you know, kind of back out from that, then it's the greatest betrayal, and I've done something really wrong. I should not do that. So therefore, if I do that, if I betray all these sentient beings, then, you know, I would be, you know, I would have created such a negative action. And I would also feel so bad that I have done, I have not carried out, I have made such a good and positive promise, and then I'm now not doing anything about it. So therefore, what destiny lies for me? You know, I've done the most negative thing. So therefore, I should not do that. I should act. I should act. I should train. Step by step, maybe, of course, but, you know, not go back, not stop doing, keep on doing, you know, keep on training, keep on working, even if it is in small steps. I must take, you know, each step ahead, not go back. If in the teachings it is said that those who in their thoughts intend to give a small and paltry thing, but then draw back, will take rebirth as hungry spirits. In the Buddha's teachings it is said, and it is said in many other places also, that if I have made a decision in my thoughts, in my mind, that I will give this to somebody, even if it is not a big thing, even if it is a small thing, and then even if I have decided to give it and I have made a kind of a mental note and kind of decision to give it, but at the end I didn't do it, and I didn't give that, I didn't do that positive thing, then it is said that because of that, you know, kind of breaking of the promise, I could be reborn in the hungry ghost. Because of this, I must have done it because of my stinginess or some, you know, very negative, you know, kind of obstacle in my mind. So if that is the case, how can I expect a happy destiny if from my heart I summon wandering beings to the highest bliss, but then deceived and fail them? So if that is the case, then, you know, here it is not just a small thing I promise to give. I promise all the sentient beings, and I have kind of in my heart invited or made a decision to help all the wandering beings, or all the sentient beings, and to bring them to the complete enlightenment, the highest bliss, the lasting peace and happiness. And after making this promise and making this, you know, decision, then if I do not deliver it, if I do not even try, if I do not take steps towards that action, then what kind of rebirth will I have? What kind of repercussions would I have? It will be very bad. I would have broken my big, big, big promise. So therefore, I should not do that. I should always, keep this in my mind and keep on training and keep on, you know, working and living step by step in the Bodhisattva's way of life. As for those who, losing Bodhicitta, lead others nonetheless to liberation, karmic law is inconceivable and only understood by the omniscient. There are said to be there are some stories in the Jataka stories that some people, due to certain reasons, gave up bodhicitta, and then, even then, afterwards, they become arhats, and then slowly, again became bodhisattvas, and, you know, so there are things like that. So it is not that once somebody kind of gave up the bodhicitta, then it can never, you can never recover. That's not the case. There are many different kind of elements in the law of karma. There are lots of things, there are so many different aspects that it is very difficult to understand and explain, except unless you are kind of fully enlightened. This failure for the bodhisattva is the gravest of all downfalls. To give up bodhicitta, to say that, you know, if this person, even if when I can help them, I will not help them, or if I take up the bodhisattva's vows and then I do not act on it, this is the gravest, the most strongest and most negative downfall for the bodhisattvas. For should it ever come to pass, the good of every being is thrown down. Because if I make this promise, as I have made, and then if I, you know, that I will work towards the elimination of the sufferings of all the beings, and I should bring them the lasting peace and happiness, and then I decide not to do anything about that, and then this is really, you know, like betraying the people. I've abandoned the good of every being. So it's a very, very negative thing. So I should never do it. I should, there's no reason to do it, and there is no, I should be very careful that I keep my promise and keep on working. And anyone who for a single instant hold the merit of a bodhisattva wanders endlessly in evil states, because the welfare of all beings is reduced. It is said that if anybody, due to some reason, you know, stop a bodhisattva's work, you know, a bodhisattva's positive deeds, make an obstacle to the action of the bodhisattva or the training of the bodhisattva, then that person will have very negative karma, will wander into the evils, the kind of realms, negative realms, for a long time. Because you have, you know, reduced, you have obstructed well-being to lots of beings by stopping this bodhisattva's work. So therefore, you know, if you give up or degenerate your bodhicitta, then you have done that. You have halted the activities of the bodhisattva, which is yourself. So it is a very negative deed. It's a very strongly grave negative thing. So therefore, we should be very, very careful that our intention of bodhicitta is not degenerated. We should watch our mind, we should watch our aspiration, and see that, you know, whenever there is a negative aspiration coming up, a too strong kind of only selfish motivation, only self-centered motivation. It's not that you cannot do anything good for yourself. Of course you have to do good for yourself too, but only yourself and at the expense of others. Or to stop training, stop working towards the benefit of others, benefit of all the beings. Then we need to change it immediately. We need to stop it immediately. We need to let that go immediately. And, you know, make our bodhisattva's aspiration very clear, very strong, and, you know, unwavering. The bodhisattva's way of thinking, attitude, we should try to make it our natural attitude. So therefore the bodhicitta does not degenerate, but it grows. Destroy a single being's joy, and you will work the ruin of yourself. No need to speak of bringing law. The joy of beings infinite as space itself. Generally, you know, even if you destroy a joy or happiness of one single person, that's a very bad thing. That's a very negative thing. It's not meritorious, but it's very unvirtuous. It's very bad. So therefore, if you break the bodhisattva's vows, if you degenerate the bodhisattva's aspirations, if you let go of your bodhisattva's aspiration, then you are breaking, destroying indirectly the joy of all the beings that you have promised to bring them. So how a negative deed, how a heinous and kind of evil thing, how bad it is. So therefore, you know, thinking about that, understanding that, we should see that we should be careful that our aspiration is intact. And those who circle in samsara, mixing powerful downfalls with the power of bodhicitta back and forth, will long be hindered from the bodhisattva grounds. But if you say that, okay, I can, you know, I can break the bodhisattva's kind of aspiration, and then I can take it back again, and then I can break it, and then I can make, you know, I can generate it again, and things like that. So there is nothing wrong, but that's not not good. Although it is possible that you can, you know, if you kind of, if your bodhisattva's aspiration is gone, and then you degenerate it again, and then it's also good. It's that way. It's possible, but if you do like that, it will take so long time. Because, you know, you are not going kind of step by step. You are not going forward all the time. You go backward and forward. And therefore, it takes a lot of time And it is, you know, it kind of becomes less powerful, less quick, and so therefore it's not something good to do like that. So by understanding this, by thinking about that, we should make it sure that it never goes back. It can go back, go forward slowly with small steps, you know, little by little, but never go back, never leave it, never break it. And so, according to my promise, I will act attentively. So therefore, making all these considerations, thinking about all these things, I should make it, you know, I should make it very important, I should make it very clear, I should make it extremely, you know, what can you say, determined, that I make a very strong, clear promise that the bodhicitta I have taken, the promise that I've made, I will act on them, I will take actions on them, I will train in them, I will do something, I will take steps one by one and go forward, never go backward. So this is the first, to be careful, to take care that my aspiration does not degenerate. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much.